This is Kitchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. We've just survived another solstice, as last Thursday the Earth stood still, and we can now heartily anticipate the return of the sun into our lives. No more of this getting up in the dark and getting home in the dark for those who go out to work. We shall once more bathe in its precious light and warmth. What a relief. I'm from the far northern climes, and this is one reason I like being here. Winter, the real dark stuff, is but a blip. Enough of the old solstice. Black holes, consuming stars, and spewing out jets of material. This is how we like our astronomy. Dramatic and horrifying and massive, but way over there. So, in a place far, far away, astronomers have recently witnessed the aftermath of a black hole consuming a star. Studying what they first took to be a supernova explosion, astronomers have instead concluded that they were witnessing the aftermath of a supermassive black hole at the core of a colliding galaxy, consuming a nearby star, ripping it apart and ejecting a powerful jet of material. It is the first direct observation of a jet forming in the wake of a stellar death by black hole, a cataclysm known as a tidal disruption event. But before you think astronomers are sitting there with their eyes glued to eyepieces and looking at gorgeous explosions and light shows beyond imagination, the reality is not quite like that. In reality, they are looking at data being interpreted through computer algorithms, resulting in pictures with blobs on them. So sorry to disappoint about that one. But still, this is the stuff astronomers are excited by. Never before have we been able to directly observe the formation and evolution of a jet from one of these events, said Miguel Perez Torres, an astronomer at the Astrophysical Institute of Andalusia in Granada, Spain. Tidal disruption events can provide us with a unique opportunity to advance our understanding of the formation and evolution of jets in the vicinities of these powerful objects, so he says. The event occurred in the core of a galaxy which is in the process of colliding with another galaxy, nearly 150 light years from Earth. The colliding galaxies are known rather unromantically as ARP-299, and the black hole in question is 20 million times more massive than our Sun. Using the William Herschel telescope in the Canary Islands, astronomers first detected a bright infrared emission from the nucleus of one galaxy in January 2005. 6 months later, radio emissions were detected at the same location. Observations over the next decade using the Very Long Baseline Array, the European VLBI network, and other radio telescopes found radio emissions expanding in one direction, indicating a jet of material moving about one quarter the speed of light, which at 75,000 kilometers per second is going it some. Astronomers eventually concluded that they were in fact seeing an evolving jet from the black hole as it consumed a nearby star. Because of the dust that absorbed any visible light, this particular tidal disruption event may be just the tip of the iceberg of what until now has been a hidden population. By looking for these events with infrared and radio telescopes, we may be able to discover many more and learn from them. Black holes are massive and produce phenomena that we can readily detect with our current crop of instruments, teaching us more and more about the way the universe behaves. In March this year, as reported in Astronomy Now, supermassive black holes are growing much faster than the rate of star formation in the galaxies that host them. Earlier observations led astronomers to believe the rates of galactic star formation and the growth of supermassive black holes, those with millions to billion times the mass of the Sun, marched in tandem. But data from Chandra, Hubble and other telescopes shows the black holes lurking at the hearts of massive galaxies are growing much faster than those in less massive star swarms, about 10 times faster. Why is this? We don't know, but the researchers are onto it. You can find out more about this sort of thing this Saturday as Dr. Moses Magotsi tells us about star formation and the gas cycle in galaxies at the open night at the observatory. So that's at 8 p.m. sharp at the observatory in Observatory. But for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies and a little bit of rain. FMR.